Before making their escape, Ellen and William had been owned by separate slave owners. Who had owned Ellen and William before their escape? Before their escape, Ellen and William had been owned by separate slave owners. William had been put up for auction when he was 16 to settle some debts of his previous owner. How old was William when he had been put up for auction? William was 16 when he had been put up for auction. Had he been put up for auction to settle some debts? Yes, he had been put up for auction to settle some debts. He had been bought by a bank cashier in Macon, Georgia. He had lost touch with his family as they were sold to different owners all over Georgia. Had he been bought by a bank cashier? Yes, he had been bought by a bank cashier. Who had he lost touch with? He had lost touch with his family. Ellen had also been separated from her family at a young age. Had Ellen also been separated from her family? Yes, Ellen had also been separated from her family. A plantation mistress had given Ellen to her daughter when Ellen was only 11 years old. Had a plantation mistress given Ellen her freedom? No, a plantation mistress had given Ellen to her daughter. Ellen was mixed race and had very light skin, which often had caused people to mistake her for being white. Had Ellen's looks caused people to mistake her for being a man? No, Ellen's looks had caused people to mistake her for being white. Ellen and William had eventually met and were married, despite being owned by different masters. What had eventually happened? Ellen and William had eventually met and were married. They both had wanted children but couldn't bring themselves to have them. What had they both wanted? They both had wanted children. Having had experienced separation from their families, they didn't want to see the same thing happen to their children. What had they both experienced? They both had experienced separation from their families. Years later, after they had escaped slavery and had lived in England for many years, they raised a family of five. What had they escaped before moving to England? They had escaped slavery before moving to England. Despite having had a good life, they decided to return to the U.S. Had they had a good life in England? Yes, they had had a good life in England. When they returned, they found that the slavery situation in the U.S. had changed for the better. What had changed for the better in the U.S.? The slavery situation had changed for the better in the U.S. Slaves had been freed in the South. Where had slaves been freed? Slaves had been freed in the South. However, so many of them had few opportunities available to them, as all they had known was a slave life. Who had had few opportunities? The freed slaves had had few opportunities. Ellen and William saw this as an opportunity to help. Rather than go and live in the North, where things had been much easier, they decided to open a school to help newly freed black people. Where had things been easier? Things had been easier in the North.